This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. All right, lean back. Let's have a little wordplay with University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. There are all kinds of terms that make you wonder, where did that come from? Rigmarole, Bob's your uncle, cattywampus. So we ask listeners, what's the weirdest word or phrase that you've used and wondered where that come from? And listeners answered. Here's what we're going to see today. Let's start with cattywampus from Cindy. What does cattywampus mean?
Do you use the word cattywampus?
I do. I'm from Southern Illinois, though, so that's a word we use.
And what do you use it to mean?
It went out of control, or it's across the way, either way. So they use kitty corner and catty corner and cattywampus all the same, but usually it means just went out of control.
Okay. Can it ever mean askew for you? Like it's sort
askew
of cattywampus?
Would be out of order.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it's across the way, you used catter corner or kitty corner.
Kitty corner,
so it's
catty
across
corner.
The way, but diagonal, right?
Right. Yes.
Cattywampus, and I would guess that not everyone knows this word, spelled in different ways, catty, catta, wampus. You'll find it in the Midwest. You'll find it in the Northeast. The Dictionary of American Regional English has it and says it can either mean awry or askew, or it can mean diagonally across from. For many of us, and I have to say, I'm not a cattywampus speaker, although I wish I were, because one of the quotes I found is, everything's gone cattywampus on me this week. And I thought, I want to use that.
That sounds like folks back at my hometown.
But I learned a little bit about catty corner, which I thought, well, where does that come from?
Right.
It comes from catter corner. And catter goes back to Old French for four, quatre. It's four corner, and it referred to the dice with four. And you can see then how you get into the diagonal. So it became a verb and an adverb meaning diagonal. And then you had catter cornered, which was on the diagonal. And then people didn't know where it came from, and they thought, oh, it must be about cats. And so we got kitty corner.
Ah, okay. Well, another one was sent in. Yvonne Niaz sent in recombobulate.
One of my favorite words. I want to use cattywampus, and I use recombobulate. Not everybody does, but I hope we can make it catch on. It goes back to discombobulate, which is one of my favorite words. And nobody knows where discombobulate comes from, which, again, the mysteries of English. It shows up in – the OED has it in 1825, and it first shows up as discombobulate.
Okay.
And over time, it becomes discombobulate. Maybe it's from discompose, discomfort, and people were just playing around with it. Once you have discombobulate, you can backform combobulate. Nobody uses that. But once you have combobulate, then you can recombobulate.
Of course you should. Yes.
Reorganize yourself. And I have to recombobulate several times a day. Now, here's just an interesting fact. In 2008, the American Dialect Society, and I'm a member of that, we vote on the word of the year. And in 2008, the most creative word of the year was recombobulation area, which is in the Milwaukee airport. After you go through security, there is the recombobulation area.
Really?
Where you can, you know, put your belt back on and put
your
stuff back in your bag.
I've been to that airport. I don't remember being recombobulated.
There's only one concourse where you can recombobulate.
Okay. We've got one phrase here, soup to nuts.
I had never thought about this.
Oh, and I should say this is on Twitter from at PM Hoffman.
It's a U.S. expression. It goes back to the middle of the 19th century, and it's about meals. You start with the soup, and for people for whom dessert is fruit and nuts, the whole meal is soup to nuts.
Well, that's an easy enough one. All right, so this one's from Jim Koons, the whole nine yards. Where does that come from?
This one's complicated.
Oh, yeah?
There are a lot
you
of stories.
You had me at recombobulate. I don't know.
There are a lot of stories out there about the whole nine yards, that it comes from the ammunition belts for machine guns in aircraft in World War II, that it's the amount of concrete that you can get into a concrete mixer, that it's the length of fabric in Scottish quilt or in a sari. Or there are lots of stories, including that it has something to do with football. But of course, that would be 10 yards, not 9 yards. This has, again, been one of those mysteries in English. Bonnie Taylor Blake did some great work on this, found it first back into the 1950s, then found it in 1921 as the whole 6 yards of it, which was the whole story. And Fred Shapiro, who edits the Yale Book of Quotations, has found it back to 1912 in Kentucky, again, as the whole 6 yards. So some linguists are saying the number may not be relevant, that six just turned into nine the way that Cloud 7 turned into Cloud 9, that this can happen. But the OED just updated their entry, and they now have it back to 1855 with this story in an Indiana newspaper from 1855 called The Judge's Big Shirt. And it's this story where he says he gave his wife enough to make three shirts, but instead of making three, she's put the whole nine yards into one shirt. And that story got retold. But many linguists are saying, the gap's too big. I don't think the story's where it came from. But the mystery continues.
Well, somebody should find that. And I think it's your task now, so you have to take it on. That is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. You can also hear her on That's What They Say on Michigan Radio on Sunday mornings. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.